Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Saudi Arabia sign 8 agreements in several areas, including energy, digitalization, and investment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says partnership between two countries is crucial for regional and global stability. New Delhi and Riyadh agree to explore trading in local currencies. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman asserts India and United Kingdom committed to swift conclusion of free trade agreement. Government launches 1 week, 1 lab program to showcase research outcomes and achievements of CSIR to people of the country. Heavy rainfall predicted over East Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana during next 3 days. And in Asia Cup cricket, India set a target of 357 runs against Pakistan in Super 4's clash in Colombo. India and Saudi Arabia today signed 8 agreements in several areas, including energy, digitalization and investment. The agreements were inked following bilateral and delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud in New Delhi. Briefing media in the national capital on the state visit of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Secretary, Consular, Passport and Visa and Overseas Indian Affairs in External Affairs Ministry, Altaf Saeed said, the Crown Prince congratulated India for a very successful G20 summit with a lot of major outcomes in the meeting. He said the two sides expressed happiness at the launching of the India-Middle East-Europe corridor. The Prime Minister also congratulated the Kingdom on becoming a full member of the BRICS, which comprises major emerging economies from the world, including Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. The Secretary said both sides extended their full support to the early implementation of the West Coast refinery projects. He said India and Saudi Arabia also agreed to explore trading in local currencies.
The two sides also agreed to expedite the India-GCC-FTA negotiations, which they felt would act as a catalyst for further strengthening our economic cooperation between the two sides. They also agreed to strengthen cooperation in the fintech field and also explore trading in the local currencies. This was discussed. The two leaders expressed their satisfaction at the trade level with both countries have reached, India being the second largest trading partner of Saudi Arabia and Saudi being the fourth largest trading partner of India.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi and Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia reviewed the various facets of bilateral ties and discussed ways to further unlock the potential of the India-Saudi Arabia strategic partnership. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said partnership between the two countries is crucial for stability and welfare of the region and the world.
बदलते समय की जरूरतों के अनुसार हम हमारे संबंधों में नए और आधुनिक आयाम जोड़ रहे हैं भारत के लिए सऊदी अरब हमारे सबसे महत्वपूर्ण स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनर में से एक है विश्व की दो बड़ी और तेज गति से बढ़ने वाली अर्थव्यवस्थाओं के रूप में हमारा आपसी सहयोग पूरे क्षेत्र की शांति और स्थिरता के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है.
In his address, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia said today both nations are working on future opportunities. The two leaders also co-chaired the first meeting of the India-Saudi Arabia Strategic Partnership Council. Prime Minister Modi expressed happiness over participation in the meeting.
स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप काउंसिल की पहली लीडर्स मीटिंग में भाग लेते हुए मुझे बहुत खुशी हो रही है 2019 की मेरी सऊदी अरब यात्रा के दौरान हमने इस काउंसिल की घोषणा की थी इन चार वर्षों में यह हमारी रणनीतिक साझेदारी को और सुदृढ़ करने के प्रभावी माध्यम के रूप में उभरा है मुझे खुशी है कि इस काउंसिल के अंतर्गत दोनों कमेटी की कई बैठकें हुई हैं जिनसे हर क्षेत्र में हमारा आपसी सहयोग निरंतर बढ़ रहा है.
The Crown Prince is on a 3-day state visit to India. He arrived in New Delhi on Saturday to attend the 18th G20 summit. The 12th annual India-UK Economic Financial Dialogue meeting was held in New Delhi today under the joint leadership of Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and UK Chancellor of the Exchequer Jeremy Hunt. Discussions on macroeconomic and multilateral issues, financial services, trade, infrastructure investments, and green financing were held during the meeting. Speaking at a joint press conference with Mr. Hunt after the meeting, Finance Minister Seetharaman said India and the UK have reaffirmed their commitment to expeditiously finalise a free trade agreement between the two countries.
On the FTA, the intention on both the sides is to expedite the discussions so that some agreements can lead to signing the FTA. We have agreed to have the investment negotiations running parallel to the goods and services trade negotiations. So we will be looking at points where there are current convergences, and if there are points on which we have to have further discussions, we will hold it. So the keenness on both the sides is to conclude it as soon as possible.
Ms. Seetharaman also announced the launch of UK-India Infrastructure Financing Bridge.
We have also launched the UK-India Infrastructure Financing Bridge. It is a collaborative venture co-led by Niti Aayog and the City of London Corporation, aimed at harnessing collective expertise in planning and implementing major infrastructure projects. We remain committed to collaborate, deliberate and innovate to navigate the challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead for both nations.
Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal embarked on an official visit to Russia today. He will represent India at the 8th Eastern Economic Forum in the port city of Vladivostok. The four-day event will continue till the 13th of this month. During his visit, the minister is scheduled to meet Russian Far East and Arctic Development Minister Alexei Chekunkov and Transport Minister Vitaly Savilyev, among others. Mr. Sonowal expressed confidence that his visit will catalyze the efforts to develop an alternative trade route between Vladivostok and Chennai. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched the 1 week, one lab program in New Delhi. During the program, each of the 37 Council of Scientific and Industrial Research CSIR laboratories spread across the country will showcase their research outcomes and achievements. The program will open its doors to the public and invite them to visit its departments and witness its academic and research initiatives. It will also include lectures, workshops, puppet shows, Vigyan Kavi Sammelan, quizzes and exhibitions on various topics related to science. The campaign will continue till the 16th of September. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh said during the program, each of the CSIR labs will showcase their exclusive ideas and technological breakthroughs to the people of the country. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the New Delhi Leaders Declaration reaffirms the world's commitment to equitable and sustainable education. In a statement, Mr. Pradhan said India's G20 presidency is rightly being applauded for changing the global order based on consensus, collaboration and cooperation. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visionary leadership has brought world recognition to India's education ecosystem and endorsement for National Education Policy 2020. The Department of Telecommunications has launched a scheme to recognize Internet service providers for their exceptional efforts in expanding fiber-to-the-home broadband connections in rural areas. The Communication Ministry said under the scheme, the Ministry has decided to recognize 9 Internet service providers, 3 each of categories A, B and C, who have provided a maximum number of connections in rural areas in a year. The recognition will include a certificate and the name of the Internet service providers will be displayed on the Department of Telecommunications website. The Bureau of Indian Standards has reached out to 2.4 lakh Gram Panchayats to create awareness and promote compliance with Indian standards at the grassroots level. The initiative aims to enhance the overall quality and safety of government programs and schemes implemented at the village level. The government has said that the sowing area of Kharif crop has crossed 1,088 lakh hectares. According to data released by the Union Agriculture Ministry, the sowing area of rice and coarse cereals has increased under Kharif crops this year as compared to last year. The sowing area of rice has increased from 392 lakh hectares to over 403 lakh hectares. The sowing area of coarse cereals has also increased from 181 lakh hectares to over 182 lakh hectares. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight we will bring you an insightful discussion on the topic of Rashtriya Poshan Maah, Nutritional Awareness for Holistic Wellness. In our studio, we will have with us experts Dr. Surendra Singh Bisht, Senior Pediatrician at Swami Dayanand Hospital, Delhi, and Richa Jaiswal, Dietitian at AIIMS, Delhi. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2371-7106 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044. Stay tuned to Akashwani FM Gold Channel and additional frequencies for this live broadcast. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from tomorrow. She will inaugurate the project National E-Vidhan application and address the members of the Gujarat Legislative Assembly at Gandhinagar on Wednesday. On the same day, President Murmu will virtually launch the Ayushman Bharat initiative of the Union Health Ministry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today recalled Swami Vivekananda's speech, which was delivered on this day 130 years ago at the World's Parliament of Religion in Chicago. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the speech resonates even today as a clarion call for global unity and harmony. In Morocco, the death toll from the devastating earthquake has risen to over 2,400, local media reports said. Soldiers and aid workers are trying to reach remote areas in the Atlas Mountains, which may be almost entirely destroyed due to the 6.8 magnitude quake, which shook the North African country on Friday night. The United Nations has estimated that over 3 lakh people have been affected by the calamity. Flags have been lowered across Morocco as King Mohammed VI ordered 3 days of national mourning starting yesterday. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heavy rainfall over East Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana during the next 3 days. The Weather Department has also forecast heavy rainfall over Kerala and Maharashtra till tomorrow. A fresh spell of rainfall activity has been predicted over Odisha, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Telangana and Chhattisgarh from Wednesday. Heavy rainfall activity is also likely over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Jharkhand and Gangetic West Bengal. The key domestic indices ended with significant gains today. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange created history by crossing the coveted 20,000 mark for the first time and hitting a fresh record high of 20,008 during intraday trade. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange reclaimed the 67,000 mark. We have a report.
The BSE Sensex rose 528 points or 0.8% to finish at 67,128. The NSE Nifty also advanced 176 points or 0.9% to settle at 19,996. In the forex market, rupee today closed at 83 rupees and 2 paise against the US dollar. Gold prices at multi-commodity exchange for October contracts were trading at 59,024 rupees per 10 grams and in intraday trade, Brent crude was trading at $90.39 per barrel. This is Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
In Asia Cup cricket, India have set a massive target of 357 runs for Pakistan in the rain-disrupted Super 4's clash at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Play has been stopped due to rain before rain halted the match. Pakistan were 44 for 2 in 11 overs. Earlier, the men in blue posted 356 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs, with Virat Kohli and KL Rahul hitting unbeaten centuries. India had resumed their innings this afternoon from the score of 147 for 2 in 24.1 overs after rain ended play yesterday and pushed the 50-over game into a reserve day set aside by the tournament. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Saudi Arabia signed 8 agreements in several areas including energy, digitalization and investment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says partnership between two countries is crucial for regional and global stability. New Delhi and Riyadh agree to explore trading in local currencies. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman asserts India and United Kingdom committed to swift conclusion of free trade agreement. Government launches 1 week, 1 lab program to showcase research outcomes and achievements of CSIR to people of the country. Heavy rainfall predicted over East Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana during next 3 days. And in Asia Cup cricket, India set a target of 357 runs against Pakistan in Super Fours clash in Colombo. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.